Good morning. This is Father Joseph Hagen again, coming to you from the Church of St. Vincent Ferrer. And once again, I'm joined, it's my pleasure to be joined with Brother Martin Davis. And Brother Martin, as sort of we hope to get to know you more, could you share a bit with our parishioners about your vocation story? What first drew you to the Dominicans? When did first the idea of becoming a brother first enter your mind?
Well, before I go into my vocation story, last time we talked, you were warning everybody about me coming to talk to them because I'm a fundraiser. So
I did say that. I will admit. I said it. I will admit.
I just want to let everybody know that I'm not always in fundraising mode. So I am free and safe to talk to whenever you would like, whatever Joseph says.
I trust you. I trust you.
So vocation story, I did not grow up Catholic. And I went to a church-going family when I was young, but kind of went around exploring different faiths and different Christian denominations when I was in high school and the beginning of college. And eventually I discovered the Catholic faith, mainly by reading lots of history and discovering just how rooted everything that I held dear about Christianity is in the Catholic Church. And through that and the good witness of other Catholics at Hillsdale College, where I got my undergraduate degree, I ended up becoming a Catholic in 2011 at the Easter Vigil. And did not have any intention of joining religious life at that point or anything like that. I got my degree in finance and math and then worked for a couple years. And during those times when I was working, I started discovering a call to dedicate my life more fully to serving Jesus Christ in kind of a particular and set apart way. And I was very attracted by the community life and the evangelical councils and eventually also to the Dominican Order in particular because of its dedication to teaching and preaching and sacred truth and study. And so I ended up looking up the Dominicans on the internet, sent some emails.
The 21st century.
Yep. And then went to a mass in Columbus, Ohio. And Father Austin Licky was the first Dominican I ever saw in the flesh.
A wonderful first one. Yeah.
That's right. And
it's been all downhill.
No, it's been great since then. Yep. So then I went on a whirlwind tour of the province and ended up here, you know.
Good.
Made vows, solemn vows, last February.
Excellent. Right. Good. Well, we thank God today for the gift of first God calling you to himself through baptism and then to the Catholic Church and then to himself as a Dominican. We pray in a particular way for all men and women who are discerning Dominican life. We pray also for all those in our parish who have been through RCIA, all those interested in RCIA, especially those coming up for this upcoming RCIA year. So please keep all of them in your prayers. Again, help me to thank Brother Martin for sharing today. And thank you, as always, for joining us. We hope to talk with you soon. God bless and have a good day.